enjoyed living in California. He loved the climate, and he enjoyed working the television shows. He had met and gone fishing with Gene Autry, and they had become friends. Tex Ritter was another close friend. Lefty had even met Tarzan's Johnny Weissmuller. Now the television shows were all canceled, the club gigs dried up. All his recording sessions were in Nashville. He'd just started taking dates with Jim Denny Agency. Everything was pointing to Nashville. Lefty was having a little more luck with his songs. In 1958, Cigarettes and Coffee Blues stayed on the charts for 11 weeks. In 1959, The Long Black Veil stayed on the charts for 13 weeks, reaching number 6 on the Billboard charts. It seemed all the good songs were back in Nashville. Lefty wanted to do more writing, and some of his songwriting buddies already lived in Nashville. Lefty told Alice, "If I'm going to stay in this business, I'm going to have to be where the business is, Alice, and that's in Nashville." The Frizzells put their belongings in storage, packed two cars, and headed for Nashville in August 1962. It was hot in Nashville when the Frizzells pulled into town. With no place in particular to go, they rented a room at Drake's Motel, south of Nashville. They eventually found a small cottage in Donelson. Lefty started working the Opry, which paid very little, but somehow they got by. Those early Nashville days were rough. Lefty took whatever dates he could, regardless of the money. The Jim Denny Agency booked Lefty in Abilene, Texas, on December 13, 1962, for $250. And December 14th in Lawton, Oklahoma, for the amazing price of $200. Lefty and Alice bought a home at Harbor Hills on Old Hickory Lake in Hendersonville on December 10th.